I am very excited to be here. I've been in their seat several times, and now we can turn the tables on them. These two should need no introduction, but please introduce yourself and tell us why you're here.
Yeah, so my name is Anisha Pandoria. I am a program manager too, working with my colleague here as part of the visual studio ALM Rangers. And I actually live in Redmond now.
Do you?
Yeah.
And where are you from though?
Originally from the UK.
Yes, the accent is pretty. Exactly. And you?
Willie Sharp. I'm also program manager with the visual studio ALM Rangers.
And you
where
are
am
where?
I from? I live in Vancouver, Canada these days. Originally born in Switzerland, Basel, Switzerland.
Okay.
And I grew up in South Africa. Good
very
old
cool.
Johannesburg, Joburg.
Right. I was born in Germany. So none of us were born here.
No. Okay.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So your name is Willie Peter though, right?
Yes.
So you'd prefer Willie?
Whatever's easier, whatever you prefer. I'd prefer Willie.
Okay.
If my mother's around, it's Willie Peter hyphenated.
Gotcha.
She was the one that I think my parents argued whether it's Willie or Peter.
I see.
So they just
made them both.
Made them both. She's very insistent on the hyphen.
So she must
she'll actually point
it
out.
Yeah.
But otherwise, yeah, Willie. I think that's the easiest.
Perfect. Yeah, because every time I see your signature and I rip right back, I'm like, what should I type? And even Abel asked me, I said, Donovan, is it Willie? Is it Willie Peter? Like, I just say Willie. I don't know. So
maybe,
I wanted to ask to make sure we all know now.
So maybe I should actually change my.
Maybe, because some of us get confused on, like, I don't know what we should type. Because I'm very particular about people misspelling my name. I hate it, right? It's D-O-N-O. And what I'll do very subtly when you spell it wrong is when I sign it back, the O is capitalized in the middle. So I look at your name and think, okay, how should I type that? So I'm glad that we got that cleared up.
I don't know if it's you grew up, you were born in Germany, so you should have seen a lot of those hyphenated names.
Actually, I had a hyphenated last name for a while, too.
Like, so Hans Joachim.
Exactly.
It seems to be a German,
possibly
Swiss, European.
But I'm glad we got that cleared.
Yeah,
so it's Willie's
clear.
Good.
Willie's good.
Really perfect. So how did you get involved with the Rangers?
Is this a question for me first?
It's a question for both of you, but the women are always going to go first.
Oh,
ladies
man. So it all kind of happened when I first started Microsoft as a consultant in the UK.
Okay.
And I was introduced to Kanban. And I was like, wow, this is kind of cool. And then slowly I got introduced to Agile and the other kind of methodologies. And then I started, then it was actually someone mentioned to me, oh, I should talk to Rob Jarrett, who's also a Ranger. And he was in one of the teams, one of the dev teams that I used to work with. And I thought, okay, let's just have a chat with him. And he actually nominated me to Willie and as a potential Ranger. And that's how I kind of came along. And this was, God, I don't know, maybe 4 years ago, 3 years ago or something.
It's about 4 years.
About 4 years ago. And yeah, that's how I was introduced to the Ranger. So before that, I was completely new to the whole kind of, you know, Agile world, Ranger world, Microsoft world. So that's kind of how I got introduced.
Oh, perfect. And you?
How much time have you got?
I have as much time as you'd like.
Thinking about it, started in the days of TFS or Team System, 2005.
Yep.
I remember coming to an MVP summit. I was still an MVP in those days. There was one session called Rangers. Bijan walked in, gave us kind of a 40-minute session on these are all the things we do as Rangers. Must have been 2006. And he simply walked out after that. And I know a few of the Rangers, we were looking at each other and said, that's really cool stuff. Why? How can we get this stuff? A year later, I was on the branching guidance project.
Okay.
So as an MVP, I got involved with Bijan. And initially, the focus was really the Rangers working with the Blue Badge service engineers, PFEs, services, all these acronyms. But it was really focused on internal collaboration with the engineers in the field. And there came the point where they realized, hang on, we've got a few of these MVPs that are really trying and really passionate about getting more involved. And that's when I got the call from Bijan and Jeff Bieler to say, would you be interested to kind of join us as a PM and help us kind of expand the Rangers to the external Rangers or the MVP world in those days. And I said, great, when do I start?
Right.
And just before we left South Africa, I actually looked up where Vancouver is. I had no idea where Vancouver was. In those days, I only knew where JFK was because that's where you always land coming in from overseas and Redmond.
Sure.
Other than that,
no idea.
No idea.
Wow.
So, yeah.
So you were hired in specifically for the Rangers.
Yes.
You were not.
I wasn't, no.
Right. You hired in and then you found the Rangers.
Yeah, so then I kind of moved. So, yeah, so I started as a consultant. I found the Rangers. This was all whilst I was in the UK. And then actually then moved to the Xbox team in Redmond. So I did the whole, you know, transfer over and move your whole life over, which you already know. So from there, and then I was there for about a year, and then I came fully on board working with Willie.
So when you transferred over to your new role, you came over specifically to be with the Rangers as well?
Yeah.
Gotcha. So like I said, you guys are like the heart and soul of the Rangers. I don't know how you do it, because I remember before I was a Ranger, I knew of you guys. I used the branching guide a lot, right? I mean, it was like, that's what we told everyone to use. And then I went from not knowing you to being in like three meetings a day with you twice a week. And I kept thinking to myself, I know I'm tired from the meetings, but you had meetings all day long like that. So how do you manage being in five or six stand-ups a day?
I guess you have more experience, right? You've done it for quite some time.
I think it's the passion of the Rangers themselves.
Yeah.
That keeps us going. I mean, you in particular, there's some real gems amongst the Rangers where you just always ask yourself, what do they have for breakfast? Like we recently asked Abel, you know Abel, one of our Rangers?
He's my best friend.
Does he have his sleeve?
What do you have for breakfast? Or Hossam was a recent guy we asked.
Yes.
What do you have for breakfast? Because you guys never sleep.
Like and continuously working.
I think that's the kind of passion that keeps me going. Like, perfect. I love my job. And yes, it is. I mean, it's weird at times. Like my wife always says, so what do you do all day? It's always very difficult to explain, because in the early mornings it's meetings, because we have scrums in the morning, and then kind of later during the day we have not scrums but other meetings, and that's really to accommodate the time zones.
Sure.
And in between we try and
kind of juggle everything,
to make sure that the Rangers can actually contribute as much as they can without having a lot of noise, without tax, because they don't have a lot of time.
No.
Like we say, they have 15 minutes a day. So I guess our responsibility as PMs is really to make sure that you as a Ranger can invest those 15 minutes in something that is really important to you, and that kind of fuels your passion as well.
Perfect.
And that just reflects straight back. And I don't mind those scrums. They're really exciting. And like this morning we had one, a new one. As you know, we've got these more self-organized teams as we're trying to go. Like in the old days, it was really, we do it this way.
Sure.
And the scrum, 15 minutes. Now we say, we're there to help you. We're the fly on the wall, as I always say. But you actually run the show, because you're all professionals.
Sure.
And this morning was a really great meeting that we had, a scrum, which was, the team was just so vibrant.
Nice.
And I just sit on the other end and think, guys, what did you have for breakfast? Because why do you do this? Because you've got a real job.
Yeah, but...
And you've got a family.
Yeah, it's just what we do. Mm. A lot of us, it's just Abel and I could not be more different. If you've met Abel... He's a long-haired Asian guy, wears glasses, rock and roll, right? I am so not that person, but code binds us.
Yeah.
We both love singing code so much that we've been friends since 2000, because we worked at the same company and we just love singing code. So yeah, he's a machine. He's a machine, that's the only way to describe it.
I think I also want to add to what Willie said as well. It's the excitement and passion that you guys bring that really fuel us as well. Because without you guys, you know, being excited, for us, it would be very difficult to kind of help you, you know, complete the project and, you know, get you guys unblocked and that kind of stuff. So without your excitement, we would not be excited either. So it's kind of both ways.
Yeah, there's a lot of ingredients. Like another ingredient is, as you know, we spread around the world. I mean, we've got Rangers, I don't know, mention one country that there's no Ranger, it's going to be difficult.
Sure.
So we've got Rangers from all over the world. And that's the other thing that I find so fascinating is different cultures, different traditions, different, and to get to know those people. And as you say, at the end of the day, it's the bits and bytes that bind us.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter if it's Vladimir in Russia or Josh in the US or I don't know, Neil in South Africa. At the end of the day, that doesn't matter.
Yep.
We bind digitally.
Exactly, right?
Mm. But it's still interesting. It's so fascinating.
Mm. Yeah, it's great. What is it? You start every Scrum morning, afternoon, and evening?
Yeah.
Because we never know where the guys are
going to
be. Exactly. So where do you see the Rangers going, right? Do we continue on the path that we're on now, or do you guys see somewhere that the Rangers change, or we do other things, or what is your vision for the future of the Rangers?
So, I mean, I think one thing that we've kind of seen changing at the moment is, Willie touched on it a little earlier, is self-organizing teams. Mm. So we want the teams to kind of, you know, go ahead and, you know, once we've initiated the project and actually started it, the team should then take control of it and then just run with the project. Don't need to wait for us to, you know, come in and start things. Sure. And, you know, assign things. That should be the team's responsibility.
Absolutely agree.
And it should be, you know, self-organizing teams, really. So I think that's definitely one thing that we've slowly started seeing. And it's definitely a positive one. It's a positive change. And with that, it also helps us to kind of, you know, help you guys kind of, you know, if you guys are unblocked, or help you in the right direction, or find more interesting things to do as well, and in terms of, you know, future projects that might be coming along. So that's definitely one thing that I've seen change, as well as, you know, closely working alongside with some of the feature teams, and we feel a lot more in kind of in sync with the product group. I mean, we are the product group. We are part of the product group, right?
You sit with us.
Yeah, so exactly.
You're right there. And I think self-organizing teams are going to allow the Rangers to scale better, right? Because there's only two of you.
Mm.
And you won't even be able to be in all the meetings if you scale that way.
Exactly.
And I'm certified Scrum Master. We've talked about this. Huge agilist. Love it to death. And self-organizing is the first sign of a team maturing, in my opinion, right? Mm. Because the Scrum Master usually is there, kicks off the meeting, takes notes for the impediments and things like that. And I have a friend of mine who's also a fellow Scrum Master. She says, Donovan, the way that I test my team to see if they're ready or not is I just don't show up to a Scrum.
See how they go, right?
Exactly. See if the meeting happens or not. The meeting doesn't happen, I have a lot of work left to do. Because that meeting should happen if I'm there or not. And then someone should take the onus of thinking down any impediments and then communicating that to me as the Scrum Master so I can unblock them. Because there's a test question. Does the Scrum Master have to be at every Scrum? The answer is no.
Mm.
Right? We are normally, right? But it doesn't mean you should have to be there. And self-organizing is that first sign of that.
That's a nice trick question.
Oh, it is. It is, because I will be there, but I don't have to be there, right? So I tell everybody that is kind of a trick question.
I think the Scrum persona should be there. The assigned Scrum Master, I don't care if he's there or not.
Correct.
If he's not there, as you say, don't pitch up for the meeting. Somebody in the team should say,
let's go.
Mm.
Let's go.
Let's start answer those three questions and let's move on with it. Absolutely.
And that's where you say the team's mature.
Absolutely. And that's all about self-organizing, right? So.
And that's what we hope. I mean, the Rangers, I know, are mature from that perspective. And what we're also trying to achieve with the self-organizing, like, let's take Abel as an example.
Mm-hmm.
While he's finishing something, he's already looking for the next thing to get started on. It's like in the old days, my uncle used to be a horrible chain smoker. And I remember he had his cigarette, and while it was kind of burning his fingers, he already had the next one ready. That for me is Abel on his keyboard. It's kind of now, what we would like the Rangers to evolve into is the likes of Abel. Now, I hope he's not going to do it because there's family and weekends, but they should actually get to a point where they say, fine, I'm finishing up with this. I don't actually have to wait for Anisha and Willie to say, let's think about these things. We all know where the backlog is. The backlog is there. That's something very interesting. That's cool. That will make an impact in kind of my world. Let me actually start some investigation.
Absolutely.
And then come back to the rest of the Rangers, not Anisha and Willie, but to the rest of the Rangers to say, I've done a bit of research. This is a really cool idea. Can I get cracking on?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And we'll be the last to say no. I mean, that's where I want the team to get to.
Perfect. Yeah. It was interesting because I do the fly on the wall thing all the time. Before joining Microsoft, I was a process consultant. And I'd fly into companies. And sometimes I wasn't there for Scrum, but I'm a huge fan. So if I found out you were doing Scrum, I would say, well, can I just sit in the wall or sit in your daily stand-up and monitor this? And I remember one stand-up in particular where the person was supposed to do their three questions, and they just said pass. And I'm thinking, what is pass mean? I don't understand, but okay, I'm just a fly on the wall. So they go to the next person, and he looks at the board, and he just says pass. I'm like, what is going on? I don't understand. And then finally, someone goes and answers the questions that I would expect. So I start looking at the board, and I've never seen this board before, but I'm thinking, I know I could move this forward. right? I've never seen this board before, but that looks like a simple task. I can't imagine no one else in this room can move that forward. So what in the world does pass mean? Because to pass means I haven't done anything since the last meeting. I have no intentions of getting anything done before the next meeting, and nothing is blocking me, right?
Right.
So I had to pull the scrum master aside and say, what's going on? And they said, oh, they felt like they were micromanaging us. That's not what a stand-up is about.
Mm.
We need to educate them on why we're asking you those questions. And I'm curious on the teams who aren't self-organizing. I think there's a lot of assumptions on what the Rangers bring to the table. Have you ever sat down and say, hey, listen, this is what we want you guys to do? Because I always explain self-organizing to my teams before we start our scrum and what my goals are. I wonder, have we ever had those type of discussions with our scrum or with our Rangers before?
We had ad hoc Q&As where we started discussing it.
Mm.
But we've never had as you know, it's difficult to have a face-to-face.
Absolutely.
We call it virtual face-to-face.
Sure.
Even that is difficult. I love these chats. It's just different. You can
sure,
see
absolutely.
The emotion and excitement.
Absolutely.
So no, we haven't really had that conversation. But we actually just threw the Rangers into the deep end with the VSO extensions that we did.
Mm.
I mean, that's that whole batch of projects. We just said, this is stuff we should really start. They know there's more coming. And we just said, who's interested? And everybody just started doing what I think your team didn't do, that said pass, pass, pass.
Sure.
They just said, yeah, that's interesting. And Donovan, would you mind working with? And they're just on the go. And all we do is really listen to them once a week. We have the weekly scrum, as with all the other projects. But we get all of them together. And I think the only thing that we do, I'll speak for
Go for it.
On my behalf, where you can say yes or no. All I'm there for is to listen for impediments. That's really all I'm interested in.
Yep.
And I'm literally a fly on the wall. There is no scrum master. They actually intuitively start going through the process. And I'm just there to find out, is anything blocking these guys? Because when we drop the call, that's my responsibility, is to go back and together with Anisha, go to the PMs like Donovan and say, we have an issue here. Can we unblock this team?
Absolutely. No, that's perfect.
And so I don't think we need to have that conversation.
I was just wondering if it would help drive more of the self-organizing aspects of what you're trying to do. But it sounds like this project is going to be a great pilot of this. And this is the model for which we want to go forward on. We want guys just to get excited about what we're doing. Just grab what you want and let's get productive.
That felt natural because it's tooling. Like it's
sure.
writing code. But the one that I referred to earlier on this morning, that's actually moving... release manager to TFS 2015. I'm not sure if you're actually a fly on the wall on that call as
well. I was actually on the original launch call. Okay. Yeah, I was there.
And that actually started off this morning with the first scrum. And I said to William, who's a project lead, I'm just going to come in, hit the record, and whatever you ask me to do, I'll help you.
Right.
And I just muted. And the team just started collaborating, planning. Mm-hmm. It was just... I said to you, I was so excited. There was such a good vibe.
Awesome.
So that was the first guidance project, and those were the difficult ones because the guidance projects are always these that take a bit more time to complete, and it's also got a tooling aspect. So it's actually not an easy project.
No, not at all.
So for me, that is really the self-organized guinea pig.
Perfect.
So if we can have this chat in a month's time, I think we can decide whether we need the...
I'll do that because I'm here now. So
oh,
I
damn it. You shouldn't have said that, Willie.
Exactly. So that's been incredible. And again, I cannot thank you guys enough because you made being a Ranger so much fun that I actually looked forward to hearing you guys say the whole good morning, good afternoon. Good
evening.
That's really, really cool to have that. I feel sad, though, because I remember you got the email saying, oh, we hate to lose you as a Ranger when I went to the PM group. I'm like, what do you mean lose me as a Ranger? And he's like, you'll see almost. He's like, I now see, right? Being on the in the product group, it's much more demanding than I ever thought it would be, right? And that time that I had to go play and all those different things that I was able to do is just amazing how that time gets sucked away.
But you know, you can never leave the Rangers.
That's what they said last night, yeah.
It's the Ranger persona per se. You can't, I don't expect you to be active in a project. You can't be as a PM. You'll be a brilliant PO, which brings us to DevOps, which is really an area we should be focusing on more.
Perfect.
So we'll actually be having a lot of these discussions,
great.
I think. And
I look
that's
forward to it.
Obviously where we will be collaborating as Rangers.
Mm. Yeah, because I can't tell you how proud I am when I wear this shirt and my jacket as well. I mean, it was like I was the shortest lived Ranger ever, though, right? I came in and like 4 months later, I'm in the product group and I'm gone. But I was like, at least I have my memories. I have my shirt, my jacket. This is awesome.
But I mean, whilst you were a Ranger, you made quite a splash. So
yeah,
that is good. I mean, all the Rangers, as soon as they join, they make a huge splash.
Yeah,
so
it sounds like Abel's doing the same thing. Have you heard him type yet? he's the fastest typist. It's like a machine. Really? Gun. I don't know how he is able to think and code as fast as he does.
I think he's in great. One of the meetings, a comment was actually made that somebody's really hitting probably that keyboard him, hard, yeah. And it was probably him.
So I will let you guys off the hook because I know how uncomfortable it is to be on this side. But what are the last things that you'd like to say or let the Rangers know about you?
Continue, you know, with the passion that these guys have, and just continue doing what you guys do. It's just absolutely amazing. I mean, without the Rangers, we would not be here. You know, we wouldn't be helping the product group fill the gap. So without you guys, there would be no Rangers. So awesome. Thank you guys.
Yeah, it's a big thank you to the likes of you and all the other Rangers for, you know, just the passion. I just want to remind everybody, in particular Abel at the moment, is that family is more important than your job, which is more important than the Rangers. We've got that formula. I think we should actually ask all the Rangers to tattoo it on the arm so you can always see it. It's be careful that Rangers don't become the one and only thing. It's really family, and take care of your job as well. And I don't want to lose a passion.
Right.
And yeah, anybody who comes to Vancouver, Canada, give me a call. I mean, I always say our home's your home. I really love guys visiting.
Perfect.
I know Chuck does the same in Seattle. If you come to Chuck's Seattle and you're new, you always end up at Chuck's place. Yeah, and that's great. Really the way to, I think, welcome everybody from all over the world to the country we live in.
Perfect. Yeah, I have an email from you telling me to, what did you say, put away the keyboard or something like that. I'll never get rid of that. I told Abel, like, Abel, I'm gonna forward it to him. Dude, slow down. But he's a machine, and he has that life balance, so don't worry about it. He's just really, really fast at what he does. So
great.
That's great. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm so happy we finally got a chance to do this. And hopefully we'll get to do it again. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Bye.